Amen. You may be seated. Turn your Bible to Psalm 119. I told you in the latter part, God, after so many years, God told me this is where I've been living for 48 years, myself personally as a pastor. And there's a lot of things that have happened because of that. And in the first part of this psalm, I want to read some to you. It is in segment, and the subject of the night is going to change your life, and the Holy Spirit is going to explain it, how it's going to change your life. I like this little Bible because it divides the chapter, and it talks about walk in God's ways, or walking in God's ways. It's so important that you understand that. Now I want y'all to receive this now. This is a subject that God gave, a word God gave me for you. And if you meditate on it and listen tonight, it will put you in a position of no fear and power and control. The secret is plural, the secrets of living in unlimited possibilities. The secrets of living in unlimited possibility. The possibility is plural also. Secret is plural. Make sure you put an S on it. And that's what he wants to reveal to us tonight. The secrets of living in unlimited possibilities. Can I hear amen?
Amen.
The first two verses of this psalm say, blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. That's powerful, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Notice you talk about walking in his ways more than one time. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precept diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgment. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Let's go over the first two verses again. And as I give you the introduction to this secret of living, the secrets of living in unlimited possibilities. I'm going to give you the introduction, then I got some principles I want to give you. Blessed are the undefiled in the way. That's a good word there.
Yeah.
You see, who walk in the law of the Lord. Now, the law of the Lord, in this psalm, you're going to see law, precept, decrees, statutes, covenant. It's talking about the word.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Blessed are they that keep his testimony. See, testimony, he's talking about his word. And that seek him with the whole heart. All right, those two verses. Now, in the introduction of this, when the Holy Ghost was working with me, about the secrets of living in unlimited possibilities. Unlimited possibilities. You get you caught that?
Yes, sir.
Say it. Unlimited possibilities. All right. Get this first statement. Promotion is a kingdom right. Is a kingdom right that belongs to you as a child of God.
Yes, sir.
And when God is promoting a person, no matter what's going on, you will not be able to stop it.
Yes, sir.
But you got to know that on the inside.
Yes, sir.
Got to know that on the inside. You got to know how to tap into that, but it's there for you.
Yes, sir.
Now, notice this next statement. Seeking, there's four or five things here I want you to get. His will, his way, his wisdom, his work through his word cannot fail. So when you're operating in God's will, when you're operating in God's way, when you're operating in God's wisdom, when you're operating in God's work, you can't fail.
Amen.
Are you following me?
Yes,
sir. Yeah, his word, when you say his word, when I return to him, what, void?
Yes.
So there are four things I want you to concentrate on there. His will, his way, his wisdom, and his work. I got a voice there, take it out. Take it right there, Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things to be added to you. But I want you to remember those four words, because if something come up, look for God's will. You don't have to be in a hurry. Look for God's way. All right? Look for God's wisdom. And see how in this predicament or whatever you're dealing with, how you can bring God's work out. And see all of those things now, all of those, that's 1, 2, 3, 4 W's. They're all wrapped in his word. That's the fifth W. His word, the wisdom, his will, his wisdom, his way, his work is all wrapped in his word. So are you following me?
Yes.
And you're dealing with a 119th Psalm, you're dealing with a word chapter that deal with God's word. All right? Now, listen. You listening?
Yes.
Say, I'm listening.
I'm listening.
This is, you're going to have to grab this and you're going to have to use this the rest of your life. All of God's potentials lives on the inside of me. Write that down, man. All of God's potentials live on the inside of me. Isn't that good to know?
Yes, sir.
What a provision.
Yes, sir.
It's there.
Yes.
We may not use it all the time, but it's there.
Yes.
All of God's potentials, plural, all of God's potentials live on the inside of me. I couldn't hardly hold my seat when the Lord was ministering to me about this to come bring this to you. You mean to tell me I'm walking around with one individual, I got God, all, me by myself, I got God, all God potentials on the inside of me? And that's why the Bible tells us walk by faith, you see. You got to walk by faith because you can get physical and what you see and think you're losing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, right.
But if you just let that potential rise up on the inside of you and take authority. Now, what you going to do with this? You leaving here tonight, God just spoke to you and call you everyone of y'all by name. What's your first name?
Kevin.
All of God's potential in Kevin.
Yes, sir.
How can he be a crybaby? Sure, cross is going to come.
Yes.
Crosses are to take you to the resurrection.
Yes, sir.
So don't get scared when a cross comes. Don't get upset when a cross comes. Just keep walking. Stay calm.
Yes.
Don't get in your feelings. Get in your potential.
Yes.
Pray in tongue till your potential show up.
Yes.
Pray them till your potential start rising.
Yes.
Meditate his word till his potential start rising. Give him thanks.
Yes.
How many people know all of God's potential is in them?
Yes.
All the abilities of God, everything God can do is on the inside of you.
Yes.
You know why? Because Jesus is on the inside of you.
Yes.
Think about that. Meditate that. Now, here's another characteristic of this possibility life. I am willing to let God express his life through me on purpose.
Yes, sir.
Let God, everything happen in your life, God is trying to express his life through you. If it's an obstacle, it's an opposition, if it's a praise, if it's a blessing, he still want to express his life through you. See, because since nobody can stop God from expressing himself. No situation, no demon. See, demons, I'm not saying demons are powerless, but they're powerless when you're operating in the kingdom of God, when you're operating in the blood, when you're operating in the ways of God. See, God want to release his potentials in you, and I'm willing to let him express his life through me.
Yes.
On purpose.
On purpose.
You know what kind of life that is? Now, I don't know if I can get much further, but I'll show you this. You know what kind? That's Romans 8:28 life.
Yes.
When you let God, no matter what come up, when you letting God express his life through you on purpose, you all things work together for good.
Yes.
What Romans 8:28 says.
Yes.
Now, you will face things in life to come, all right? And I won't get you ready for it. Here's one thing you got to know. Knowing that the promises of God are unstoppable. By knowing that, I will keep my faith flowing at all times. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Knowing that the promises of God are unstoppable. Therefore, I will keep my faith flowing at all times. And if I keep my faith flowing at all times, I go with the promises of God. I'm unstoppable. What a message for a time like this. So get those things down in your spirit. You got all the potentials of God on the inside of you. Wow. All right? I'm not talking about feeling. I'm talking about truth. He's there. 1 John 4:4 says, you have overcome them, little children, because greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. He's in there. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Listen to what's happening now. I want you to know what's going on. You need to know what's going on. And I'll give you a lot of other scripture in a few moments. You're in a world system that's full of failure. But I stand in the anointed position in Christ of total victory. A world system full of failure, but I'm standing in total victory. Thanks be to God who has given us the victory through his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I got victory. Look what 1 John 5:4 says. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory. What did he say? That overcome what? What? Faith. So we got victory. World overcoming victory is on the inside of me. Now, all the little affidavit, all of the stuff they're coming up with now, you can just take them 4 or 5 points, just sitting on your porch and laugh. Listen, it's just an introduction here. Your unlimited possibilities are built in the Word and in you. Stop looking for it in the system. It's not there. Whoa. Now, I said a whole lot. Oh my goodness. See, y'all listen. What God am gonna do here? God am gonna tell you this world can't shut you down. See, you got to use your faith. You got to believe God. You got to trust God. You got to lean on God. You got to acknowledge God. You got to thank God. You got to bless God. But you have to know who you are.
Yes.
I want to read that again.
Yes.
Your unlimited possibilities, plural, is built in the Word and in you.
Yes.
Stop looking for it in the system. It's not there. See, they say they got the answer. They don't have the answer. They're hurling us up to put us in socialism that everybody, one person gonna call the shot.
Yeah.
That's automatic slavery.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Y'all just want to say amen.
Amen.
See, because you're in this class, because you all are tuning in tonight, when it come up, you're gonna see, the Holy Spirit bring things to your remembrance.
Yes,
see, you don't have to memorize the Holy Spirit. When you need this, because you're here, when you need this, a word or something gonna come up to bring it up where you can stand in it.
Yes.
See, this is not a geography class. It's a Holy Ghost class. And so you're not gonna remember everything I say, but when you need it, the Holy Spirit gonna pull it up.
Yes.
The system do not have the answer. The church, the Christ, the cross, the Christian has the answer.
Yes.
You don't have nothing to worry about. Everything happening is already prophesied.
Yes, sir.
Yep, yep.
What you got to do is walk in a vision.
Yes, sir.
And walk in dreams that God given you.
Yes, sir.
Don't just shuck things off. Now, a lot of things, as Christian who am, don't shuck things off. Pay attention to what God is saying to you in different ways.
Yes, sir.
God is working with you. I wrote this, I wanted to write this. Socialism cannot stop a strong spirit. Racism cannot stop revelation. And Marxism cannot stop the marks of the cross. I'm Mark, man. Just go ahead and say, I'm Mark. Say, I'm Mark.
I'm Mark
with Christ. You remember that because the Holy Ghost will bring it up. I know this is going to upset some people, but I'm going to say it because I got to preach to the church.
Yes.
The media is very low to meditation.
Yes.
When you meditate in the media, you don't stand a chance.
Right. That's
true.
What Joshua 1:8 says.
Yes.
What Psalm 1:1-3 says.
Yes.
Whatever you do shall prosper.
Yes.
When many will be limited in their life, you will know no limitation. Because of knowing how to yield to the presence of God and His will. You want me to read that again?
Yes, sir.
No limitation. Temporary setback. But if you know the truth, it's temporary. God gonna work it out some kind of way for you to get where you're going.
Yes, sir.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
The media is very low to meditation. When many will be limited in their life, you will know no limitations because of knowing how to yield to the presence of God and His will. Knowing how to yield to the presence of God and His will. Knowing how to yield to the presence of God and His will. When God manifests His presence, you will know exactly what to do and you'll have the power to do it.
Yes.
That's why I can't see why so many Christians are scared. I don't want to get on that because I don't want them to cut me off. But I don't see why. And especially at Word of Life, I've been feeding you.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
My wife will tell you that my whole life. That's all I'm doing. My children can tell you that's all I do. Get ready to feed you. How can you be scared now sitting at the house? Like you in India or somewhere. Like you in Brazil somewhere. You're right down the street.
Yes, sir.
I'm your man of God.
Yes, sir.
It's disrespectful for you to do that.
Yes, sir.
All right, Acts chapter 17, verse 28 is a master verse for this, what I'm about to say to you. Y'all getting it?
Yes, sir.
So here are some of the principles that God wants me to teach you, the secrets of living this life of unlimited possibility. You must stand and walk in this spiritual understanding. What is it? For in Him we live. We live. Not only live. And move. And have our being.
Yes.
Now, how did the word work? See, when you're dealing with something that seems like you're not going to make it, you go to that Trinity there. Living, moving, and I have my being in Him. You must stand and walk in this spiritual understanding. It's more coming, children. In the media, in the world, it's more coming. I'm just warning the church, there's more coming. But God has not given us a spirit of fear, power, love, and a sound mind. Then I like what the Trinity God give us in faith, hope, and love. That's a powerful Trinity, right? And the Bible says, hope make you not ashamed because the love of God, Romans 5:5, is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. God loved me. And so God's not going to leave me. He told me all this was coming. The Antichrist, all this stuff, it's coming. All these people denying God. All these different religions coming up now. The church is doing everything but preaching the gospel. Here's a threefold wisdom given to us by the Lord Jesus. I mean, we read it, but it's so powerful. The threefold wisdom that'll keep you in that unlimited possibility. There in John 14:6. It's a threefold wisdom given to us by the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you take that voice and put it in a situation. Something you're dealing with. Put it in there. Take that voice. I don't care what you're dealing with. Just give me that what you got. And put John 14:6. Take John 14:6 as divine medicine. And I believe it's progressive. I believe it's progressive. I believe it's the way, then it takes you to the truth, then it takes you to the life. See, we can't recite these voices and just get happy about it. These voices are real. You know, they're alive. And we got to have them down on the inside of us. You got to have them working, not just in memorization. We got to have them in revelation. Listen what we're talking about. This is what we're talking about, the secrets of living in unlimited possibility. Say that with me. The secrets. All my church members at home right down the street, say that with me. The secret of living in unlimited possibility. Who you going to believe? You going to believe God? What is 2 hours? 2 hours for God? You know, you got to drive here and you got to dress up, get yourself. What is that? Meet my eyes on my gym and shoulder. I'm talking to myself right there. All right. This is bigger than me. When the Lord revealed this to me, I got 1, 2, 3 scriptures with it, and I got a whole lot of more scriptures and go with it. But I thought it was so clear. You know you're a Trinity, right?
Yes, sir.
Your spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. You know God is the Trinity, right?
Yes, sir.
God, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost, right? We know that, right?
Yes, sir.
And a lot of scriptures he tells us, like, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, are Trinity scriptures. 1 Timothy 1:7, I have not given you the spirit of fear, but power, love, and sound mind, the Trinity scripture. 1 Corinthians 13:13, faith, hope, and love, is the Trinity scripture. Throughout the Bible, he's constantly dealing with that Trinity, all right? Here is how you keep your Trinity in harmony with the Trinity. How you keep your spirit, soul, and body lined up with God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Ghost. How to keep your Trinity in a line. Turn to Romans 12:1. You're the lineup. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. You get in line up. Second verse. Be not conformed to the world, be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Then you get to the third verse. Show them the third verse. Third verse, you're dealing in your spirit. For I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man. Measure your faith.
Yes, sir. Amen.
See, your body and your soul will interrupt your faith if you don't get them in place. And you'll be reading scripture, you'll be praying, you're crying, but you're still scared. Because you haven't got out your body. You haven't got out your physical man. You haven't got out your soul. You're not where that made your faith at yet. So that's why Paul turned it backward. Now then Hebrews 4:12 has something to do with this principle. Here's how to keep your Trinity in harmony with the Trinity, with God, with God's will, God's word, God's way, God's wisdom. Listen to what I'm saying. God's will, God's word, God's wisdom. We talked about it earlier, right? Huh? God's work. See? Stay busy. That's what I like about the app. We're winning them people to Christ. That's, we busy, man. It's calling. I mean, I'll be hitting that thing every time, every chance I get, I'll hit it. I say, glory, hallelujah. I come unglued every time that bell rings. Because we finally found us a place where we're outside the church. Now we're doing what we got to do.
Right, sir.
See, Hebrews 4:12 now. It's talking about that same thing, that Trinity has to be dealt with. See, take a rhema word, not a red word. Not a memorized word. You take a rhema word, a word that have come alive, John 6:63.
Yes.
Word that have come alive to you.
Yes.
For it to become a quickened word.
Yeah.
It's trended to that.
Yeah.
It's quick,
yeah.
Powerful,
yes.
Sharp.
Yes,
you see the Trinity?
Yes.
It's there.
Yes,
then a two-edged sword. And you know we're dealing with a Trinity.
Right.
Joint marrow, the soul and the spirit, and the joint and the marrow. They have to be divided. So your, let me, this rhyme is good. So your true power can be decided.
Yes. Yeah.
Look at 1 Thessalonians 5:23.
Yes,
see, once you present him in Romans 12:1-3, it turned around now. Your spirit take over. That's why when a word become a rhema to you, you're no longer working with body, soul, and spirit. Now you're working with spirit, soul, and body.
Yes.
Because now you're in a sanctified position.
Yes.
You're in a set apart position. And your body not running you no more, the problem not running you no more, people not running you no more, you're in the presence of God.
Yes, sir.
You want to stay, you got to stay in the presence of God during these times. Sanctify. You have to know you're set apart. You have to know it. See? And then that 24th verse here, you who also will do it. See, God will do it if you let him do it.
Yes, sir.
See? But keeping my Trinity in harmony with God Trinity. Good God Almighty. That mean I act just like God.
Yes, sir.
I act just like Jesus.
Yes.
I act just like the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Got the same authority, the same anointing, same power. Do you know what this message will do in a time like this? Huh? When you really receive it, not a whole lot of just jumping around, but revelation that you can apply to your life. Huh? Do you know what it means? You leave here knowing that there's no impossibility to you. We'll get some stronger principle. Look back at the text in Psalm 119. Look back at it a minute. I want you to see something. Look back at it. Let's look back at it before I go to the next principle. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, I don't know nothing about no Tuesday night. I'm a minister of the word, man. I want something to happen. I want people to get a hold of this thing. Go back to Psalm 119. Look at verse 1 again. Blessed are the undefiled in the way. That's the same sanctification, you see. You got to go through just what I talk about, who walk in the law of the Lord. You know, that psalm goes, said, thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. As thy word giveth light, I hid thy word in my heart that I might not sin against you. You got to be holy. You got to be pure. You got to be sanctified. You can't be doing everything and then, because the devil got his finger pointing at you. That's why Ephesians 4:27. Who know what Ephesians 4:27 says? Don't holler it out. Who know what Ephesians 4:27 says? It's quiet in the house of the Lord. Turn to it. Look at it. Look at it because it's very important. Ephesians 4:27. Now, you don't get me wrong. I knew it. Just shut up. you can't. A burglar bringing in the house and you talking about, I thought I knew what a gun was. Neither give place to the devil. So that means he can't get no place unless I give it to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, that's what that little word for, R-E-P-E-N-T.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yes,
shut the door quickly.
Yeah.
I talk wrong, Lord. I'm sorry. Honey, I said something wrong. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
Yeah.
Give no place to the devil.
Yeah.
God got us set up. Now we set up. We just got to use it. So I want you to see in those two verses of our opening text, the way, the walk, keeping, and seeking. That's in them two verses. Blessed are the Father in the way, who walk, way, walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimony. And then you go on that seek him with the whole heart. So what I want you to see in that, in our text, the way, the walk, keeping and seeking. That's a lifestyle. That's a lifestyle of victory. That's a lifestyle that give God the glory. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's get a little stronger here in this aspect. Living in the thrill of your everything is possible lifestyle. Living in the thrill of your everything is possible lifestyle. Mark 9:23. These are not just a dressing that God put out. These are real. If thou can believe, Jesus said it. All things are possible to him that believeth. Can I show you a secret about that voice?
Yes,
I'm going to show you a secret now, a secret that it took me years to find out. I'll go to the next voice, 9:24. Sometime you'll be in this predicament. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Lord, help all my members at home now hiding. Help their unbelief. I love them. You know, I love them. I want them to be here. I want to see them. I want to touch them. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
We don't got no television church.
Come on.
I ain't no television pastor. Good God Almighty. I want to tell my members online, too. I was up in the upstairs in the church praying for my partners. I got a wall of a partnership wall, and I called my youngest son and I told him I want a wall of the members online so when I go up there I can take time and pray over my daughter from Brazil. pray over, but that they're gonna start it, so y'all got to send pictures in and they're gonna put a wall of membership that I could look at them and call them by name.
Amen.
Yeah. I get up there and then one of my secretaries bring me a chair and I'll just sit there. I sit there in one spot and I call some names. I move to another spot. I might let y'all see it one day, but it's going to cause y'all. All right. Now, Mark 10:27. Don't become familiar with these scriptures. Mark 10:27. Living in the thrill of your everything is possible. Everything is possible lifestyle. Did you hear that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Everything is possible for me. And Jesus looking at them said, with men, it is impossible. But not with God. For with God, all things are possible. We don't have no cure for the disease. That's what they say. We don't, you can come up there and say, we don't know what to do. Huh? But you got this in you. You got to really have it in you, though, because it'll be fearful, I'm telling you right now. But here's where the gravy come out now in this living in the thrill of your everything is possible lifestyle. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Huh? That's God talking to you.
Yes.
Everything is possible. You got everything is possible lifestyle. You know why? You live in the spirit realm. You live in the supernatural. You follow me? Now, look at this verse, because I want to show you how to do this verse. Luke 1:37-38. Show you how to do it. Luke 1:37. And then it show you just how to do it. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. You see that? Hold it right there. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Say it.
For God, nothing shall be impossible.
Now you have to surrender to that. See, you don't need no second emotion. Mary didn't call nobody. Look at what she said in verse 38. And she don't understand it all. She said, I don't understand them. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel said, she got it. He left her. See, now you got to submit to verse 37. And you got to put it in God. Lord, I trust you. Be it unto me according to your word. Man, when he hear that by faith, he got to do something. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You listening? The Holy Spirit is ready to lead and keep you in your supernatural possibilities. Let me read it again now, because I'm going to keep reading it, because you got some things got to catch on here. The Holy Spirit is ready to lead and keep you in your supernatural possibility realms and zones, no matter what comes. So get ready for the adventure of your life. In other words, when this thing going down, you're going to stand out.
Yes.
Yeah, you're going to have the glory with you, man. You got the power with you. And you're going to know when to shut up. You're going to know when to talk, when to go, and when to stay.
Amen.
Where to go and where not to go.
Yes.
Let me give it to you there. The Holy Spirit is ready to lead and keep you in your, what kind of possibility? Supernatural possibilities. Rim and zone, no matter what comes. So get ready for the adventure of your life. And it's John 16, 13, 15. Lord have mercy. John 16, 13. Look at this scripture. Let this scripture become real to you tonight. John 16, 13. My God in heaven. You see it? You there yet? He's here. Say, he's here.
He's here.
So the Holy Spirit is here, right?
Yes.
Huh? Jesus have died already, right?
Yes.
And he sent the Holy Spirit to us, right?
Yes.
Oh, so we're reading in the present tense. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, 16 and 13,
yes.
He will guide you into all truth.
Yes.
For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear. And I say it all the time. The Holy Spirit is eavesdropping for Leroy.
Come on.
You got your altar, for should not speak, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show, verse 14, show to you all, look at verse 15, all things that the Father hath of mine.
Yeah.
Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, he will show me everything, and shall show it unto you.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
So now, where's fear up in here? Where's worry up in here? Where's failure up in here? It's not up in here. It's not up in here. It's trust, relying, depending upon God Almighty. He's a good God. Huh? We got Jesus on our side. The Holy Spirit on our side. They're real. They're real. Yeah, we can't have a substitute religion. It's a reality. God is real. God is in you.
Yes.
With you,
yes.
For you,
yes.
Around you.
Yes.
Lay in the bed tonight and I said, Lord Jesus, thank you for being in this room.
Yes.
Thank you, I'm not in this room by myself.
Yes.
you got it's a reality. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me say a few more things to you. Keep pressing to please God. Pressing is the mark of the high calling of God in Christ. And that's Philippians 3. I press toward the mark. I think it's 14. I press toward the mark of the prize of high calling. You see, not pressure, press in. See. When pressure comes, you press. See. Don't be like, just get all scared. And I recited this one ahead of time. I'm going to show it to you. Look in 1 Corinthians 13:13. I'm going to put a name on it because he gave it to me. 1 Corinthians 13, is that 13, 1 Corinthians 13:13? I think it is. Yeah. are now abideth faith, hope, charity, mean love, right?
Yes,
and these three, and then they tell you about the greatest of these is charity, love, but you want all three of them.
Yes.
So let me give you, I call them the three forces of all possibilities. The three forces, faith, hope, and love are the three forces of all possibilities. If it's not, if you're not bold, if you don't feel successful, go check what I'm missing. Oh my God. Yeah, go check. Yeah, if anything going down and it look like you're not going to make it, go check what I'm missing. But when you put all three of them together, how many know what I'm talking about now?
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all ever believe y'all dealing with something you ain't had all three of them together?
Yes,
I put my hand up. The rest of y'all lies online, put your hand up. No, no. But yeah, you know, you got scripture. You can have scripture, don't have all three of them together. See, and then my brothers and sisters, faith can't work without hope. Faith don't have nothing to work with. What the Bible says in Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. All right, let me give you two more and I'm closing. This is a biggie, and you're going to have to use this in the years to come. Satan can cause you to wonder as long as he can keep you distracted to the outside, seeing yourself as a grasshopper. That's Numbers 13:16-23, when them 10, 12 spies are sent out.
Yes.
Now, if you see yourself as a grasshopper, guess who else see you as a grasshopper? Everybody around you.
Yeah.
Satan can cause you to wander as long as he can keep you distracted to the outside, seeing yourself as a grasshopper. Now, two of them boys was on the inside. They said, we were able. I don't see no grasshopper nowhere around here. Where'd you get that grasshopper from? God told us go in there. God told us he's going to give us this thing. Let's go up at once. See, that's the crew you got to be in.
Yeah.
Leave them grasshoppers alone.
That's right.
You know what I want to say now, but I can't say it because I got to walk in love. I want to talk about grasshoppers, but I ain't going to do it. I just ain't going to do it. I'm closing, Leroy. I ain't going to do it. He want to make all of us grasshoppers. Stop seeing yourself as a grasshopper. Stop seeing yourself as part of the social club. The worldly football team or something like that. You're not. You're part of the house of God. God says, God, let me show myself strong. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, not in all your ways. He'll direct your path. The Lord is my shepherd. He leading me. He making me to lie down in green pastures, leading me beside still waters. He said, wait, I'm not through. I'm going to restore your soul. I'm going to lead you in the path. I'm not through. I'm going to prepare a table for you. Where? In the presence of the enemy. What we're going through is the enemy. It's the enemy. But I'm going to anoint you. Don't you hear it all. I'm going to anoint you where you know how to handle it. Then I'm going to run your cup over. Then I'm going to put a rod and a staff in your hand. Jesus Christ. We got such a big God. This book tells us so much. We've already won, man. So you got it in Numbers 13:16-23. You read it sometime. And I'm going to use a word here that I want you to see. The abandonment of fear and worry. I'm closing. The abandonment. I mean, just get rid of it. Matthew 6:32. Quickly, I'm going to read this scripture. Matthew 6:32. Are y'all getting this?
Yes, sir.
For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for you have a Father, know you have need of all these things, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things shall be added Therefore, take no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow should take thought for things of itself. Sufficient of the day is the evil thereof. Mm-hmm. See it? Proverbs 3:6. I'm closing. Proverbs 3:6. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Proverbs 16:3. Commit thy work unto the Lord. And thy thoughts of what?
Be established.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And then Psalm 37:5. I'm closing. Psalm 37:5. I know good and well I've ministered to you tonight.
Yes,
see what I'm saying? So I ain't worried about no goosebumps or nothing. I want you to go home with a sword in your hand.
Yes,
commit thy work unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. So my brothers and sisters, those principles, the introduction I give you, the secret of living in unlimited possibilities. Unlimited possibilities. So, where others stop off at,
yes,
you know that you live in an unlimited lifestyle.
Yes.
Every child of God have the divine right and divine privilege and the divine power to live an unlimited lifestyle from the inside.
Yes.
So you're going to sit with him. You're going to meditate. You're going to wait. And let me tell you something. When you're praying sometime, when you know he have arrived, shut up.
Yep.
Just sit there. Because he's going to tell you something. I learned it over the years. You know, that's where these messages come from. You know, I say, all right, Lord, what you want me to do? And I just pray and praise him. Bam, he dropped that subject, the secrets of living in unlimited possibility. I said, what? You leaving here knowing that you have the divine right, the divine power to live an unlimited lifestyle in a world full of impossibility. See what I'm saying? And that's the way the Lord designed. See, that's supposed to draw people to the church.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You don't supposed to be home hiding. You're supposed to be out there and say, what do they have we don't have? You see what I'm saying? We're supposed to have something that the other person don't have. Ain't no doctor or reverend of this church. Doctor can't tell this church what way to go. No lawyer can tell this church what way to go. It's by the Spirit of God. Don't let people frighten you, call you, and control your life. Jesus Christ. All this teaching I've been doing to you all.
Amen. Come on.
Keep moving.
Yes, sir.
Fight the good fight of faith.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And the Lord, you know, the Lord, if I don't warn you, I'm going to get in trouble. If I said, like, everything all right, and you know, if it's okay, you can just come when you get ready and stay home. No, I got to tell you. I got Hebrews 10:25. Look at it while I'm going to my seat. What are we going to do with that? Forsake not assembling yourself.